Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of Karen Rant, and I still remain your favorite host, the Petite Goddess, Karen Uzo. So today I am going to be playing for you guys two songs from my nasty playlist. Yes guys, yes, I said nasty playlist because I want to have meaningful sex soon. I'm hoping to have meaningful sex soon. And also because, man, I'm tired of wanking. Yo, this is the month of love. So, yeah, it meant to finding love this month. Even though it's just like a day left or maybe like whenever. So, that is the topic of, the topic for today is dealing with change. That's what I titled it. Yes, dealing with change, because you know I'm dealing with change right now. I'm going through a transition. I'm going to try to make this episode very, very short and real. I started this podcast because I'm autistic, so it's very hard for me to make friends. And you know, it's not that people don't like want to make friends with me, but sometimes I have to like get out of my head to be able to make friends. And some people don't even like me because of who I am. So yeah, it's really, really hard. And I haven't really been feeling like myself lately. That's why I've not recorded any podcasts. But I decided to use this podcast today as a medium to vent. But don't worry, I promise you guys, I'm going to have fun as always. So let's go ahead and vent. So the only place, like I said, I don't really have friends. And the only place like I really was able to make friends was usually at work. But this year, I've not really worked. Like, I go into this year with so much optimism, because I started, you know, costume almost like 2 years back, and then I found myself in set design just because of my work ethic. So I started working with a company. I was making money. I wasn't making what I think I was worth at that time, because I was doing a lot of work. I was working as her PA, I was working as a set designer, sometimes I'd work as a stylist, and I wasn't being paid well. So for me, it was like a learning process. I was just like, okay, let me not just sit down at home and do nothing. Let me be able to, even though I knew she was cheating me, but I didn't want to just sit at home. And also because I wanted to be an actor, so I'm like, okay, yeah, how else will you get into the industry if not to do costume or set design and all of that? But, you know, after a while, I couldn't take it anymore, especially during December when it was really bad. I remember one time we did a show. We did a reality TV show last year. And, you know, we had to, like, move sets. And she let me to do it alone. It wasn't something I was supposed to do alone. She let me to do it alone. So at night, around, like, almost 12 a.m., I left Yanopaja with a truck full of wood and some other things, you know, that involves set building, and took it to Ogudu. So I got stranded at Ogudu at 12 a.m. at night. So I was there. She didn't even pick a call. Obviously, she was already asleep. I was sitting down on the floor at the bank waiting for my Uber. Uber couldn't, then they were always fighting at Ojota, so the Uber couldn't come on time. I had to wait for like 40 minutes for Uber to arrive to my destination. And I was scared because I was like, okay, what if something happens to me? And then I realized it wasn't worth it. That was when I started getting tired of the whole stress, because it was like you're giving your best, your effort, and people keep trying to, you know, take advantage of you or treat you bad. And that's what happens when you're not doing something that you're meant to be doing or you're called to be doing. It starts good, then after a while it all goes sour. Even in the costume department, I wasn't having so much fun too, because I remember one of my boss then wanted me to style his mom. It was a scam. Like, now that I think about it, it was a scam. He had already gotten clothes for his mom because her birthday had already passed. And he made me walk around the whole of Ogudu looking for an outfit he knew I wouldn't get, just because he wanted to punish me. So that whole industry was very messed up, and it was draining me mentally, because you know people will not give you what you deserve and they won't give you an opportunity to show your creativity, and it got really tiring. And after a while I got frustrated and broken, and it was just like one disappointment to the other. There was one time that I even got a set design job for a very big brand, and they stole my design. I gave them my design with a budget, and they came back a day before the show to tell me that my budget was too high. But before, they were impressed with my budget that it wasn't so high. All of a sudden it was too high. Then the next thing I'm seeing on their page, they're doing my exact design. And then everybody that said they were gonna help me this year didn't help me. So it was messed up. And that was when I realized that I probably was in the wrong field, because sometimes you wonder why you keep going round and round the circle, and you don't know that it's because you're not doing what you're meant to be doing. You're doing what is convenient. So set design and fashion styling was convenient for me at that time, and I really thought it was what I wanted, but I knew I wanted more, but I didn't think I deserved more. So yeah, you know, I had to let go of fashion. I had to let go of set design. It wasn't easy because it's what I was used to. It's what I knew, but it wasn't helping me anymore. It was draining me. This year, I've only gotten paid twice from fashion, and even in that, I was still cheated. So it wasn't doing anything for me. So I had to let it go. You know, that's a lot of us are going through similar. Like, you're in a bad job, you're in a bad situation, and it's not doing much for you. You know, you're not happy, but you still stay. You still stay, and you remain unhappy. So is it not better to let go of that thing that, you know, is not working? You know, deep down in your heart of heart, it's not working. Just because you're not used to doing other things, just because if you know you're going to go through that moment of pain and emptiness that change brings, you do not want to take the risk. You'd rather stay and be suffering and be unhappy. But the truth is, life is hard. You just have to choose which hard is worth it. If you want to be doing something you're passionate about and eventually get fulfillment, or you want to keep going round and round the circle. So I want to go on a quick music break. Like I said, I'm going to be playing for you guys my nasty playlist, because November is a month of love, Scorpio season. A lot of people are dating now. Some people are getting engaged. I am looking for love. Oh, I have love in me. I found love in myself. But yeah, I'm looking for someone to share that love with. I'm not closed off and like, yeah, I actually want to be with someone, but yeah, it's not like priority top of my list, but if it happens, yay, I'll be happy. But I'm putting myself out there because I know a lot of people listen to my podcast. Maybe there's someone that has a crush on me now listening to this podcast. Uncle, if you have a crush, you better be coming out now. So yeah, this song I'm gonna play for you guys is titled Dirty by Tank. This is a song that let's not talk about it, just listen to it, and I'll be right back.
I just don't think they understand the type of shit you into, you know. You like it.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone. Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's on. I'll violate all the meat on your bones.
Dirty.
Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone.
Dirty.
Kiss me, I know it tastes like you. Dirty. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in you.
I know what you mean.
You like when I do you dirty, yeah. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. And I'm loving the show.
Dirty.
Ain't just put in, but for me, you a hoe.
Dirty.
Both hands and no hands, you get to the job.
Dirty.
You can't put a cream when I'm close, you don't stop. Cause you're dirty. Kiss me, I know it tastes like me.
Yeah.
Dirty. I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, I see something in you.
Yeah.
You like when I do you dirty. Yeah. You like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody. This ain't nice and slow, it's all physical. It's 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to bust all over your body. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You like when I do you dirty. You like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody.
You are welcome back to Karen Rants. That was Tank, Dirty. I hope you like it. And I hope it doesn't make you feel too dirty, because I feel dirty right now. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just blabbing. Okay, so back to our topic, dealing with change. So on an emotional level, I thought that this year I would be settled emotionally, you know. Everyone had expectations for 2019, and one of mine was that, you know, I thought that by this time this year I'd be like, you know, I'd be like in a relationship and all, but look who's still single, happily single right now, by the way, guys. So my ex and I broke up in January, and that the ending of that relationship broke me, because I realized for the first time, you know, with other relationships, it was usually their fault. It was rarely ever my fault, but for the first time, it wasn't just the other person's fault, it was my fault, and I knew that it was my fault, and that really broke me. I went into a bad phase where I just wanted to sleep with anything and anyone, because I needed to get over him. I thought that, you know, having sex with someone else would help me get over him. I didn't like sleep with a lot of people, but I went against, you know, things that I would normally do. Yes, but I you know, that was all in the past. But then one thing I realized this year was that I was always relying on men to love me instead of actually loving myself. Like, I didn't love and accept myself. So, you know, if you're saying that you want to love someone or you want to be in a relationship and you don't have an identity. So I didn't have an identity anymore. I'd lost my identity. So who were the men going to fall in love with? Because, you know, every time I meet a guy, I want to become him. Like, I start to, you know, I started to do everything he expects me to do, even though sometimes I used to do it subconsciously. So then I realized that, you know, all those relationships had to end because I needed to find my identity. And after I found my identity, it was difficult to just sleep with anybody or be with anybody, because then I know who I am, I know what I want, I know what I deserve, and I know the kind of man that I should be with. So I'm not even going to rush into any kind of relationship or into sex with anyone, you know. So that's it. That's what change does. It's very hard. I had to let go of a lot of things. I've had to let go of friends who were just there. They were not doing anything. They were just keeping tabs on me, like, oh, what is Karen up to right now? Let's find out what Karen is up to. When Karen is down, Karen cannot even call any one of them for help. When I need them to give me referrals at work, they will not give me referrals. But they want Karen to come and dance at their parties and shake body. No, Karen is worth more than the physical. I want, you know, people to take me seriously. And, you know, having to cut off my friends and old people, so that's what change does to you. It's hard. You're gonna have to cut off a lot of people. I had to cut off my father this year as well, because, you know, my father wasn't helping me in any way. He was just there, always coming to gloat about how fabulous his life is, and, you know, always listening to how horrible mine was, and he wasn't trying to do anything to help. And, you know, when I finally confronted him, because if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I always talk about confrontation. So when I finally confronted him, he was like, yeah, go ahead, go and commit suicide, do whatever you want to do. So yeah, you know, it was hard letting go of my dad, because, you know, I didn't even realize that I had daddy issues. I didn't realize that all the guys that I was attracted to them because I wanted them to take over the space of my father. I thought I had dealt with that in the past. Well, you know, this year made me realize, like, cutting up my dad made me realize that I had that. And it changed my taste in men. Like, I'm no longer attracted to men who, like, want to control me. Yes, I love a man who has a presence, but, you know, I want you to be my friend. I want you to listen to me. That's like my greatest turn on, a man who can see me as his friend and understands that I'm important. And another thing change did for me was that, you know, a lot of guys who used to lurk around and not take me seriously, they all just saw me as a sex thing. Because I was able to just cut off trying to be like whoever I was trying to be like, yes, and decided to be me and the best version of myself. And I'm like, hey, whoever likes me. If you don't like me, you will be all right. So it became easier to find men who just likes me for who I am. Like, they know that I am an emotional whirlpool. I'm all over the place, but I accepted and I loved me. And it became easy to find men who, you know, just want to be around me. Like, nowadays I get offers, like, you want to go out on a date. Guys don't just always want to jump into bed with me, they want to try to get to know me. It was never like this, yo, guys. Like, it was always like they always wanted to just have sex, no one was trying to get to know me and all of that. So change is very important. It's hard if you're in a relationship that you know that is not serving you. You need to let go. It's hard, but you need to let go. This is 2019. Just let it go. Let it be a part of 2019. If you have friends who no longer serve you, don't let them make you feel guilty at all. My dear, cut them off. If they are not doing anything in your life to serve you, there is no, they don't have to offend you. As long as they're not helping you, they're extra load. Let them go so that you meet people who will help you. Because being able to let go of my old friends has now made me set a very high standard for friendships. Like, if you want to be my friend, you gotta be very important in my life. You gotta like me. You gotta get to know me. You gotta try to be involved in my life. That's how it's gonna work. Like, I'm not waiting for anybody to come and choose me. I am choosing my friends this time around because I'm trying to manage my energy. And, you know, another thing that change has done is help me be more spiritually aware, because I was so spiritually blind that I couldn't even see the people around me and the damage they were causing to my life spiritually and physically and emotionally. Because sometimes you do not know the kind of energy that you surround yourself with, and you do not understand. Like, you just be wondering why things are not working out for you, and you don't know that because you are surrounded by bad energy. According to Wizkid, bad energy stay far away. Yeah, so 2019, please, all of you, stay in your lane. It's this 2020 that I'm going to. I'm entering it with newness and openness. So, change is hard, like I said. I'm not gonna lie and pretend and tell you that I'm so happy and excited, like, I am actually, like, teetering in and out of depression, but it's not as bad as it used to be, because now, like, it's different. Now I know what I want out of life. I've stopped. I had to, like, cut off fashion and everything and go after what I wanted, which is acting. And even though it's not paying off as much, and I'm still very unsure, not just acting, modeling, presenting, I'm still very unsure. Sometimes when I go in for competitions, I go for auditions and I don't make it, I beat myself very hard and I feel like, oh my god, I'm not good at this or something. But I know it's what I want, and I understand that failure doesn't mean I'm giving up. Failure just means try harder, try some other way, you know. So yeah, like, change is important. If you're in a phase where you're stuck at the job you do not like, man, it's time to quit that job and do something you like. You, if you're in a relationship you do not like, it's time to cut it off. If you're in an environment that you do not like, it's time to let go and embrace change. So, guys, I think I have come to the end of the podcast again. And I'm going to leave you guys with this song. It's titled, from my nasty playlist. Let me add that. It's titled Trading Places. This song is actually very old, but it's still evergreen. I still love it so much. And I still would like to have sex with this song with my dear future boyfriend, wherever he is. So I'm just saying this. I'm saying this so that Santa will hear me if it's real. So guys, I am still a petit model. I am a presenter. I am an actor, still job hunting. I've been getting a lot of referrals from my new friends. Some people just send me things on Instagram, and I have been putting up for those competitions. I don't know why I've not won any yet, but I know I will win one soon, eventually. Or I know things will be better eventually. So yeah, I'm gonna leave you with this song. Oh guys, another good news, Bestie and I are actually going to be on TV soon, on Ria TV soon, very soon. I'm going to give you guys details about it on my next podcast. It's going to start airing on GoTV and Saturdays by God's grace in December. So yeah, I'll give you guys more details about that. So till I come your way next time, I leave you with this song, Trading Places by Usher. So, bye.
Gonna do something different tonight.
Now we gonna do this thing a little different tonight. You gonna come over and pick me up in your ride. You gonna knock, then you gonna wait. Ooh, you gonna take me on a date. You gonna open my door. I'ma reach over and open your. Go pay for dinner, take me to see a movie, and whisper in my ear, I bet you really want. breakfast in bed, oh baby. And your orange juice sitting on a coaster. Toast on the side, baby. Strawberry and grape jelly. You finished, let me get that tray. Pull the curtain from the window. Time to get up, baby, let me make this bed up, baby. Today we going shopping, blow 30 on me. Make it 60, spin it like you really love me. Skip dinner, and we gon' rent a movie. You order Chinese food right before you do me. You're coming on strong, baby, let me wash my hands. She said, hurry up, then get up, then. You get on top, tonight I'm on the bottom. Cause we trading places. And I can't take no more, tell me you ain't stopping. Cause we trading places. Now put it on me, baby, till I say, ooh wee. And tell me to shut up before the neighbors hit me. This is how it feels when you do it like. Thing back, I'ma put it on your.